Turn your mic.
Do you want me to say it again?
You know.
No?
Go ahead.
Okay. Sorry. All board members are present. Do I have a motion to accept or modify the agenda?
I move we approve the agenda as written.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Are there any conflicts of interest to disclose? Seeing none, first on the agenda is a presentation from Ellen Shore.
Thank you, Board. This is a special meeting to discuss our 2014 financial activities and look ahead a little bit at 15 and pick up a discussion that we began in December, if there is still interest on the board, and if not, just let me know and we can continue on. To take a look at 2014, this was our first full year of collecting the fee for the vehicle license fee. We received about $391,000 of revenue. This compares to about $120,000 from 2013 when the fee was new in the back half of the year. So that represented a partial year, whereas the $390,000 was the whole year's worth of revenue. Against that revenue, we had four categories of expenditure. The insurance cost, you approved a total of $250,000 for roads projects and right-of-way acquisition. And then per the current ILA, we charge just over $4,000 of staff time to the Transportation Benefit District for TBD-related staff activities. And all of this together resulted in a fund balance of about $254,000 at the end of 2014. So that was our starting point for this year. For 2015, we continue to receive our revenue monthly, and it's accounted for in a separate fund of the city or of the Transportation Benefit District. As part of the city's budget, the board included $300,000 in contribution for qualifying roads projects. We will bring this to you in June for your approval, as we did last year. And then to pick up the conversation that we had started last time and which I had heard some interest from previous board members, the city has an ILA with the Transportation Benefit District through which there is staff support provided to the Transportation Benefit District. And the current ILA calls for the city to charge administrative staff time to the Transportation Benefit District. In 2014, this amounted to about $4,000. Now, if this is the way that we would like to continue to do business, then there's no need to administer or to amend the ILA. But it is possible, if you wanted to, you could narrow the city activities which are charged to the TBD. The current Section 3A, I have the entire text if anyone wants to read it, states that the city contributes overhead, such as utilities and equipment. Currently, the TBD pays for administrative staff support, such as time for accounting, legal advice, and clerking, and then direct project costs. We could change that to make it say that the city would make a contribution for that administrative staff support. Or if we don't change it, it would just continue. We would leave it as currently written, where the city contributes the overhead for utilities and equipment, the TBD pays for administrative staff support, and also direct project costs. So this may be an item that I had on my list from previous board members. We may want to leave it just as it is, or if we do want to have this discussion, we can have it now or move it to the next meeting.
I see no reason to change at $4,000. Let's continue on and with the way that we're currently going.
Okay.
And I absolutely agree. I think we need to keep track of what the costs are and charge them where they belong. And in this case, it's a separate fund, and we need to know how much it costs to do business.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. Well, with that, then our next regularly scheduled meeting is June 9th. It is after the business meeting. This is the first business meeting in June. And at that time, I will work with the chair, but the items I anticipate discussing with you would be to review and consider approval of a spending plan for this year, and then any other additional agenda items that you would suggest between now and then. Board Member Bonkowski.
Yep. I would appreciate it if the staff could track what's happening with respect to what's happening in Olympia with respect to transportation benefit districts, and it's at such time, if indeed it gets approved, that the city has then ability to increase the fee without a vote, that trigger a special meeting.
Okay.
If that's acceptable to the rest of council.
Fine.
Sure.
I mean, I'm my only pause is that I think it won't become, I mean, no matter what happens, we aren't, well, you could say it after the July, we'll not know until the session is ended, and then there'll be an implementation time.
Whenever it is.
Whenever
it
happens.
That's my point. Is,
okay,
you know,
good point.
We have standard meetings, and they meet once a quarter, mm-hmm. and whenever that occurs, I think we should have a special meeting to go and address that.
I have a question.
Yes.
So at your council meetings, we have the topic has come up of doing a bond for non-motorized and paying the bond with TBD fees. Is that something that would be on this agenda, what the Transportation Benefit District agenda?
Yeah. Yes, it would.
But it's my understanding we're still waiting for the non-motorized to put together its report before we could even discuss that.
Yeah, I was just thinking when we talked about it at our last council meeting, if that was something that needed to be talked about here.
Mm-hmm. Good call. Good catch.
Well, I believe you can talk about it at either place, but the decision has to be made here. Isn't that correct? We could talk about it at a council meeting and request that the Transportation Benefit District consider funding using that funding. So we could discuss it at a council.
So you would essentially be assigning the district
the debt.
Discussion item.
Exactly. I think that's all I was. So I think you can discuss it at a council meeting.
So a completely different subject. Is Council Member Scott automatically a member of the board of the Transportation Benefit District, or does he need to be appointed?
We think so, but the city attorney will get back to you with a conclusive answer to that question.
We'd like to get that done before something important has to be voted on.
Agenda, is there a motion to approve?
I would make such a motion that we approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Well done, Madam Chairman.